Marhaba kum mustamin tiza fi barnamik tena ta Miraya Breakfast Show. And yes, I'm glad to tell you that now our guests are here with us. And as we continue, we'll be talking to them and hear more about this conversation, particularly the good news. And something that is worth celebrating is the Juba Bridge. This year, Juba Nile Bridge marks 50 years. Now, the anniversary marks the Kingdom of the Netherlands' long-standing bilateral relationship with the people of South Sudan that started long before its independence, as the bridge was in a great part financed and constructed by the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Now, until 2022, this bridge served as the vital line for the people of South Sudan, as the only means of crossing over the Nile. Yet, no longer the only crossing point, it remains a symbol of unity and a historic landmark for South Sudan. Now, the celebration of this historic landmark is under the theme, "We celebrate our long-standing cooperation, but also reflect on where we came from and where we are heading." Now, for this special occasion, I'm glad to tell you that here with me in the studio, the Kingdom of the Netherlands Vice Minister for International Trade and Development, Her Excellency Pascal, joins me in the studio. And also, we are glad to have Ambassador of the Kingdom of Netherlands in South Sudan, Marjan Sipas, if I pronounce that name correctly. Good morning to you, and you're both welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. It's good to have you. First of all, let's just briefly first talk to the Director General for International Cooperation, who is a visitor to us here in South Sudan. You're most welcome. And how is Juba for you this morning?
It's very hot, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I arrived in a very hot time. I'm here for a three-day visit, and the embassy is super kind to organize meetings with government officials, with young people, with NGOs, and a visit to Malakal yesterday, and today, of course, the bridge.
That's great. Welcome. It's good to have you in the program. And Ambassador, good morning to you, and welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Studios. So far, let's begin with the Juba Nile Bridge marks its 50th anniversary this year, but it is more than just endurance. What is the background story, and why is this so vital?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, it is really vital because after the civil war had ended in 1972, there were a lot of refugees, and there was a they were very much in need of assistance. But one of the bottlenecks was that there was no bridge over the River Nile south of Khartoum. And so the UNHCR came to the Netherlands, and they asked if we could assist with providing a bridge. And that is the history of the bridge here in the southern part of Sudan, and now South Sudan.
Great. And the celebration of this historic landmark is under the theme, "We celebrate our long-standing cooperation, but also reflect on where we came from and where we are heading." Can we briefly reflect on where we are heading? Ambassador, yes, welcome.
Yes, thank you. The theme is actually building bridges. So it's looking back at our cooperation in the past, at the present, and in the future. The Netherlands is a big donor on the humanitarian side and on the development side. We were one of the first countries to recognize South Sudan after it gained independence. And every year we pledge almost 100 million euros into South Sudan. Mm-hmm. It's, for us, it's a really important relationship. And where we are coming from, it was a lot humanitarian support. And that's why it was so good to yesterday also go to Malakal to see with our partner UNHCR and civic organizations working on children what they are doing in practice and how the situation is.
Yes.
And when we are where we are heading, I think it's more focusing on young people. We have several programs on giving young people skills to find employment, to get better at life. It's about life skills. It's about becoming an entrepreneur or chasing your dreams. So for me, that's building
bridges. And how are you supporting those programs of young people?
Well, we have a beautiful program at the embassy. It's called Orange Corners, mm-hmm. where we support young people into those skills and getting them ready to start a small business or to become a hairdresser or to know how to get finances and to start their own shop mm-hmm. or their own enterprise. We work together with UNDP also with life skills. So I met a great group of people who did several courses and now have their own little companies as a painter or a hairdresser or actually working on solar energy. Mm-hmm. And they give back to the community as well. So the people who had the opportunity to get certificates and education, they are giving it back to their nieces, their nephews, their cousins in the community. So I think it's really important to invest in young people to get opportunities.
That sounds great. Now let's talk briefly, before we come back to the bridge, let's talk briefly about your visit to Malakal yesterday. Just what was your impression of the place as you arrived in Malakal, first of all?
It's a big question. I was deeply impressed by the work of both, actually all the parties. So it's the UNHCR, it's IOM, it's NGOs like Plan International or War Child, together with the governor. We met the acting governor. I think the stability is there, which is really important. People are working, or the organizations are working on livelihoods, on sustainable livelihoods, on temporary houses. But the situation from Sudan coming mm-hmm. into Malakal, you can see the consequences, definitely. But I think all parties are working together to achieve stability, to work on peace building, and also in providing livelihoods.
Mm-hmm. And with this visit of yours, you already saw the situation on the ground by yourself, first-hand information, of course. How will that change your approach to the humanitarian assistance that you offer to the people of South Sudan, and particularly to going towards in Upper Nile?
Well, we're a big donor, so we are a big supporter of several humanitarian funds. There will be a big conference on Monday in Brussels, so for me it's really good actually to be here and then on Monday go to Brussels mm-hmm. to talk about the humanitarian situation. So I will definitely plea for more support, but also more awareness of the situation in South Sudan and the consequences of the situation in Sudan on South Sudan.
Thank you, Ambassador. We'll get back to you. Now, Ambassador, just briefly, the Juba Nile Bridge stands as a symbol of unity and hope as well. It is also a landmark of the Netherlands' support to the people of South Sudan. Ambassador, how will you describe your collaboration with South Sudan so far?
Now, as the Vice Minister just said, we have a long-standing relationship and we innovate in that relationship. We have been in food security, mm-hmm. We have been in water management, but also in rule of law and reconciliation and peace building ever since we got here. And I think that signifies that we work very closely with the people of South Sudan. Yes, we all have good relations also with the government. They're very important because they have to provide for the people of South Sudan. But this is the real true cooperation that we have between our two countries.
Yes, and the commemoration of this particular 50 years of Juba Nile Bridge is today. Could you please share for us the event? What will be taking place today?
So, as we said, we already actually started celebrating. We have spoken with many of the government officials and presented some historical material. Mm-hmm. We will continue to do so today. Today, I think it's a big landmark event at the bridge itself. We will be there to commemorate 50 years of Juba Bridge. And then in the afternoon, we will celebrate it with all our partners at the embassy to mark our cooperation and the Juba Bridge.
Great. Yes. And Vice Minister, 50 years ago, this is a very, very long time, and the bridge is still serving the people of South Sudan, of course. But with time, of course, with time, the design and all that, you know, probably it's a little old. Is there a plan to help more into making it more of a modern bridge than it is? Ambassador, you want to answer that question, please?
The fact that we celebrate is building bridges is not about physically building the bridges anymore. Mm-hmm. Actually, this was a temporary Bailey Bridge. It was not meant to last that long. Mm-hmm. So, actually, we think that South Sudan should build its own bridges, right. And our partners, the Japanese, have built the new bridge, and I think that is the way ahead. Yes, I hope that South Sudan will keep this bridge as a part of their history, that they will maintain it, and we will be helping to preserve this as a history landmark for the peace in South Sudan.
Thank you. Yes, and Vice Minister, you, besides today's program, of course, of the bridge and your visit to Malakal, Greater Upper Nile State, you also met with some relevant stakeholders in South Sudan. Tell us about your meetings and what are your expectations?
Well, I had meetings with the UN, with NGOs, with other donors, and with government officials. And we spoke about the situation in the country. We spoke also about the economic situation. We spoke about the importance of elections. I think the three-day visit gave me a really clear view in the situation in South Sudan.
Yes, and as you have a clear view of the situation in South Sudan, you did mention about talking about elections, the economic situation. You went to Malakal, you saw the humanitarian situation and with the conflict and the crisis, of course, in Sudan, making more and more humanitarian needs. What are your humanitarian plans for South Sudan in the next, let's say, you know, few years, probably this towards the end of the year or next year? What as being one of the biggest donors, what are your plans?
Well, the plans are to continue in the way that we are doing. So 100 million is, I think, one of the biggest programs we have as the Netherlands. And a big part of that is for the humanitarian cause. Looking at the situation, and maybe spilling a little bit, but we will pledge more on Monday, but I think my minister should do that, so it's a bit difficult, but there's a new amount coming. Mm-hmm. We see the urgency, and I think it's really important also to raise awareness about the situation in both Sudan and South Sudan, also in the European newspaper, so that's what I'm intending to do as well.
Mm-hmm. As the saying goes, saying if you give someone fish, he will eat just that day. But if you tell them to, be able to train them how to catch the fish, and then who will be able to feed themselves, every day.
Yes.
How is Netherlands and your government trying to help the South Sudanese people to be able to actually feed themselves and not only being waiting for the 100 million euros that you'll have to provide for them?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that saying, actually. And as I said, a part is for our cooperation is meant for relief, the humanitarian side, because it's needed. Mm-hmm. And those people have nothing. I mean, we need to support them coming from Sudan or internally displaced. But the bigger chunk of the support we give is in sustainable development. It's in providing agriculture, in providing water management, in relief after the flood so that people can go back to their land and grow crops or have their cattle. It's about having a young generation that needs to be skilled in order to have economic activities. That's why I mentioned investing in youth so much. Mm-hmm. I think it's super important, and also investing in women. If you don't invest in half of the population, it's kind of silly. Mm-hmm. So we need to invest, and I think the ambassador and the team are doing a great job in investing in young people, investing in women, to achieve the potential that South Sudan has. So for me, the development part, I hope at one point the humanitarian part is not needed anymore, because South Sudan can supply for themselves. They can even become a breadbasket for the rest of the region, because I think the agriculture land is really good. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not about providing the fish. It's about how you get the fish.
Absolutely.
And in the meantime, we provide the fish.
Yes. And the question now is, as with the donor fatigue all over the world is going through a lot of crises now. Sudan, we just had here in Africa, and there is in Europe as well, Ukraine, Russia war and all that that needed support. What keep you providing the fish for South Sudan? I mean, why? What is the motivation factor? And South Sudan has been having all this time that you've been providing with donor fatigue. How long can you still keep providing for South Sudan?
That's a very good question. I think we can be providing for South Sudan as long as South Sudan is also achieving results on stability, on peace building, on working towards economic development for the young people, for the women that I was talking about. So I think it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. We can keep supporting South Sudan and other countries because we had such a long history, even before it gained its independence. Mm-hmm. So there's a big moral obligation to do so, but I think we also need to see results at one point.
Yes.
So it's going both ways.
Thank you. Now, two issues right now, really, topics that people talk about in South Sudan, like every corner you go. Two. One is the economic situation. Everybody is complaining about the economic situation in the country. Even people in big offices, they can still feel the economic situation. And two is about the elections that everyone is talking about as well. You had a conversation with stakeholders on these two issues as well. What is your thought and your impression right after you have this conversation about both the economic situation and the elections in the country?
Well, I think that is a very good question. As you know, and was already mentioned, the government has to step up. They know exactly what to do to have free, fair, and credible elections. And I think it's very important that they get together, and that was also our message, and make decisions and communicate with the public what their intentions are. I think that is vital. And so that is a very important message that we have. The government knows what to do. They have their own roadmap. The UN has very well laid out what is needed to hold these elections. And these are the discussions that we are having. On the economic situation, I first want to say how much we understand and feel with the population of South Sudan that they are suffering. We are, of course, not in the economic steering of South Sudan, and mm-hmm. I know that it is very, very vital also there that the government takes up the responsibility to steer the economy in a way that is beneficial for the people of South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Vice Minister, just before we let you go, any final remarks and messages that you'd like to send on your visit, and of course as you conclude your visit here before you go?
Thank you. Maybe my takeaway, and I mentioned it on the event on 2 days ago as well, about the bridge. All the people I met are resilient despite the economic crisis, despite not knowing when the elections are taking place. I feel a really big energy sorry, mm-hmm. And a thrive to develop. So I'm really impressed, and I think for me it was super important to be here, also to visit Malakal and see the work that's been doing, but also the consequences of the crisis in Sudan on South Sudan. And I will definitely spread that message when I go back, but I'm really, really impressed.
Thank you. Ambassador, your final remarks, please.
Well, with the situation as it is, I'm really glad that we have today to celebrate the landmark of 50 years of Juba Bridge. I hope the people in South Sudan and here in Juba will learn that is a symbol also of the relationship and friendship with the Netherlands. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios, Ambassador Majan, and Director General for International Cooperation, Pascal. We do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.